prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
Oh, you are here in your beauty, in your glory. You made us royalty, you made us shine stars. Oh, you made our life beautiful, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you've done. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, we worship you, we adore you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, shout out to the Lord, with a voice of triumph, hallelujah. Shall we be seated, shall we be seated? I hope you had a lovely night yesterday night. Can I see some people who are carrying something today? Who are those carrying every good work? Every good thing? God has truly done it. Hallelujah. So yesterday, we started off with Name It. Claim it. It's such a powerful book. Are you enjoying it? It's a faith book, prophetic book. And by God's grace, this morning we want to talk about faith, the master key. Faith, the master key. Hallelujah. And that is, we're still in chapter 1. That is the title of chapter 1. Hey, it says, the master key to a breakthrough. The master key to your breakthroughs. Is there somebody who wants a breakthrough? Is there somebody who wants a breakthrough? Is there somebody who is expecting a breakthrough? Is there somebody, by the end of this year, you'll be blown apart? Miracle in front of you, miracle behind you, miracle on your side, miracle on your left. When you wake up in the morning, it's a miracle. It's a miracle you will see. Oh, hallelujah. So the book says, the master key to your breakthroughs. You are going to take your master key and you are going to go rejoicing from this place. Amen. Now, what is a master key? In the film called Matrix, how many of us have watched Matrix before? I think Reloaded. Matrix. There is a guy called the Key Maker. Did you see that one? He is called the Key Maker. And he is able to produce a key that opens everything. It opens every door. Not just it can open every door, it can start up any machine. What a key! Hallelujah. It can open every door. It can start up any car. In fact, in one portion of the film, they were running. The evil people were chasing them. They were running away. And they needed to take a bike, a motorbike. And now when they got to the bike, the way of escape. The lady was now looking for the key to start the bike. He said, no need, no need, no need. He produced the key. And they could start off the bike and run away. Hallelujah. Not only that, but he has a key that when he opens the door from here, you can move from that place into America. He can stand here and open a door, and the door will take you to a nuclear site in Poland. He can stand here and open the door, and the door will take you to Norway, a park, children's park in Norway. What a key. Someone that will take us to the east. Okay, they don't even say to the east, so they say east. I'm going to east. So we need a key that will take us to east. You need it. Sharon says she needs a key that will take her to east. Can you imagine? Stand here and then you are in a worry. Hey! Hallelujah! The master key that opens every door, starts every machine, moves you from place to place. And this is not just a film, but it is the reality of Christianity. This is like the figment of somebody's imagination. The film writer was writing and said, I will create a character called the Master Key that can do that and do that. It is more than that. In reality, in Christianity, there is a Master Key. Oh, is somebody going away with his Master Key today? It means that all your problems will be solved. It means all your problems will be solved. Hallelujah. And Bishop says, the master key to your breakthrough is your faith. It's your faith. He says, now, another now, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38. That is how he opens chapter 1. Now, the just shall live by faith. Yesterday, I told you that faith is present tense. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Everybody who comes to God must believe that he is. He not was. Not I was that I was. But it is I am that I am. When he encountered Moses, he said, that is my name, that I am God. And I like the way he said, I am. Because then you can just cut off the I am that I am. So you can cut off I am and put anything there. I am your strength. I am your power. I am your grace. I am your breakthrough. I am your blessing. I am your future. You should not be worried about your future. You should not be afraid of your future. They say, who knows tomorrow? But I know who is my future. His name is I am. I am that I am. He is the present God. And every man who cometh to God must believe that he is. He is. So yesterday I showed you the three languages, three sentences, three words that we use that we think that we are in faith. So God can. Somebody said, look, I tell you, God can. God can. God can. And you think you are in faith because you are saying God can. And God can means that God is able. God can do it. He can do it. When you say he can do it, it leaves a big question mark at your back, which means it is not done yet. He can do it. But when will he do it? It's a big question mark. And I say, God can. Hallelujah. We have a can do man in this church. Do you know that? Oh, do you know that, church? Huh, you know him. Somebody say, I know him. I also know him. I hope you know him. We all saw what this place was like some few years ago. When he came, he changed the whole building. If you used to be in this church and you are coming back to visit us, you may get lost. With hallelujah, you will get lost. Please, church, put your hands together for Bishop Ni Achedu Ama, the father of this house, the father of this house. I'm happy you are getting out. I'm happy you are getting out. Hallelujah. We are so blessed that he has poured his life into us. It's too beautiful. Amen. And thank God for our mommy too. Support him as always. Always supporting us. Hallelujah. Always, always, always. Powerful woman of God. This is a godly woman. Women, we can be like her. And we should let. With that controversy. A Kayil woman. I said without controversy. And those who think that you enjoy her, you have no idea till you sit at her table. You've been there. Hey, you have no idea. It's too beautiful. I cannot tell you enough. Hallelujah. Women, we must strive to be like her. Put your hands together for our mommy, Lady Pastor Antel. Hallelujah. Thank God for Bishop Saki, who is also Bishop Saki, who changed batons with me. What a privilege. Eh? What a big baton I'm holding. Put your hands together for Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop, you are not here, but we bless you. Son of God, Cathedral, all of us are saying, God bless you. For all the work you've been doing these years, your reward is great. You have no idea. And may your seed, your children, eat of your reward. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for our one and only Bishop Doug, our father. 1 Corinthians 5:4 says that. It's 4:5. It says 4:5. It says that you have 10,000 instructors. 10,000 instructors in Christ, but only one father. We are so grateful that we don't have many fathers, but we have him as our father. And we're so proud. I mean, wherever you are, you say you are the child of Bishop Dagiwood Mills, it means something. In fact, it opens doors. It is a master key. Hallelujah. We are so blessed to know him. And as for me, what a privilege I have to personally know him and be working so closely with him. Hallelujah. It's giving me so much insight, because I know how I'll be able to talk to 500,000 people in a night. I mean, how could I? Where? How? But because of him, I stand. And 500,000 people means nothing to me. I mean, it means nothing to me in the sense that it doesn't intimidate me at all. I have seen them over and over and over again because of my association with this great man of God. Put your hands together for Bishop Doug Edward Mills. And I'm so happy that this morning I am standing under his covering and his anointing to minister. To minister his book. Name it, claim it, take it. What an anointing, what a grace. And of course, all the pastors and all the shepherds who put this program together. Put your hands together. Protocol team, hospitality, media, you've done so well. And every blessing that comes out of this convention is yours in Jesus' name. You are first partakers of this blessing. You will not miss it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And say thank you to my one and only Reverend Alex. You may be seated, you may be seated, you may be seated. Hallelujah. So I had to break into this because this is so important. As I was talking about the master key, and I was talking to you about how there is a character in Matrix Reloaded called the key maker, who has got a key that opens every door. Not just that, but starts every machine. Not just that, but opens from one place into another country, another continent. And I was saying that Job's book, name it, claim it, take it, says there is a master key. There is such a key that opens every door. Those who are standing before doors, knocking and knocking and knocking, it's not opened. You're trying to climb over the door, it's not possible. You've done everything, and now you want to even break the door and enter in. You don't have to struggle. There is a master key that opens every door. So everybody that is here today, as you are here, there is a master key that opens that particular situation you are in. Whether it's delayed marriage, whether it's delayed pregnancy, whether it's delayed school, whether it's delayed promotion, whatever it is that has been happening in your life, this morning, God is giving you that key. I said, this morning, God is opening your eyes to that key. And from today, you will not cry again. There will be no need to cry. Because every door, as you're approaching, it's, oh, is there a door there? I've got the key. I've got the key. I've got the key that opens every door. No one can tell you that word impossible again. When they say it's impossible, you laugh because you have inside information. Oh, you've got inside information. You've got inside information. You've got the key that opens every door. Hallelujah. And so, he says, now faith, now the just shall live by faith. Another version says, now the just shall live by his faith. Not by worry, not by anxiety. For the more you worry and you are anxious, the more the enemy is able to get into your matter and confuse you. Yeah. Fear, worry, anxiety, dangerous things. Stroke and hypertension and heart disease and all that. Is it not stress? Worry. Oh, you won't worry again. Why? You have the master key, so you don't have to worry again. Hallelujah. When others are standing before their doors and they are crying, you just be smiling. You just be smiling. You went for the interview and they said that, oh, it doesn't look possible. The qualifications they are looking for is that you don't have to worry. You don't need to worry. You'll be smiling and coming out and say, hey, did you get it? You've got the master key. I say you have the master key. Hallelujah. So he said, now the just shall live by faith. It is a now thing. Now the just shall live by faith. In this new covenant, the just shall live by faith. In this era, the just shall live by faith. In this your circumstance, the just shall live by faith. And when he says the just, he's describing you. He's describing you. We are the just. Why? Justified. Jesus has justified us. What's the meaning of justification? Very simple. Just as if you have never sinned. Just as if you have never sinned. That is how God sees you. Say, you will live by your faith. Hallelujah. So you will meet several people in the time of Jesus, and they received mighty miracles. And you expect that Jesus will tell them, Oh, young man, you were persistent. Young man, you had confidence. Young man, oh, I could tell by the way you were. He said to all these people, only one thing, one after the other. He said to them, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith. Your faith. It's that which did the trick. Hallelujah. So there is a story about, very popular story about a woman who had the issue of blood in Mark 10. Now, when you see this woman, she had it for over 12 years. And because of that, her money was gone. Her properties were gone. Everything she had was gone. And when she came or heard of Jesus, the Bible says, it's not Jesus who touched the woman. No, she herself, when she heard about Jesus. And that is why yesterday I said to you, there are three things you need or you have to use in your faith walk. You have to hear and hear. And I told you that Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And anytime you're reading the scripture and you find one word repeated twice in one verse, it means that God is shouting it. So he says, faith cometh by hearing, and then, and hearing by the word of God. So hearing first, hearing number two. It means God is shouting, hear, 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 hear. Hallelujah. You will see when you go to Revelation, the Bible says, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Is it because of this physical ear? No. This physical ear has got another one inside. Your spirit man has got something inside that is an ear that can hear. And because you are a spirit, you can hear God clearly. I'm telling you. You have not practiced it, so you don't know. But because you are a spirit, you can hear God clearly. You can hear him. That's why I say, you were made a spirit so that you could talk to God who is also a spirit. John 4:24. Say, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So he is a spirit. He made you a spirit. And because you are a spirit, you can hear him when he talks. Hallelujah! Sometimes you go, yesterday when we went home, the dog was barking. And I said, but who is he barking at? The mommy said to him, me. No, she is welcoming us back home. Hallelujah. So the dogs have a language, and a dog can understand. Because I'm not a dog, I could not interpret what he's saying. Oh, no way, no way. Mommy is not a dog. Mommy, by being with her, she understands him. By being with the dog, she understands the dog. Hallelujah. So I could not understand it because I'm not a dog. But a dog can understand what he's saying and say that bo wo means welcome. But I could not. Interpretation. Hallelujah. So, because God is a spirit and you are a spirit, communication can flow. Communication can easily flow because spirit to spirit, he will talk to you. Hallelujah. So, God is a spirit. You are a spirit. And he says, when he talks, you can hear. You can hear. Somebody is going to hear God clearly. Oh, somebody here who says, I've never heard God speak. How does he speak? You will hear him clearly. You see, there is such a big difference between what happened in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, God spoke from there to them. Right now, God is inside of you. He will speak from inside. And that's why Paul said, those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Then he also said, for the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So it is from inside. A lot of people are expecting God to say, my daughter, my son, listen, it will never, if you've been waiting, you wait. But some people be talking, say, then something said to me. Who said to you? You must be clear. the Spirit of God said to me, something, that something is not just in it. It is the Spirit of God who is inside you, who is prompting you and helping you. Because the spirit of the man is a candle of the Lord, searching all his inward parts. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. How did we get here? Hearing, good. So you will hear, and hear. So now, when you hear, something is supposed to happen to you. Faith is supposed to happen to you. Now, listen, look at yourself, who you were before you gave your life to Christ. Some of us, the day we accepted Christ, we were drunk. Oh, do I have a witness in the house? Hey, do I have a witness in the house? Reverend OJ's, your own was classic. Because the day he was going to accept Christ, when he lifted up his hands to accept Christ, one hand like this, this other hand grabbed the other hand and pulled it down. Yes. Yes. So, and so he's going to accept Christ like this. Lifted his hand. Who will accept Christ here? Then this other hand held it and pulled it down. Hey. Because he's from Benin. Oh, Reverend Alex. Hallelujah. So can you imagine a man like this? A man like this. So, how will such a man be able to develop faith? How is it going to happen? Listen, the man without Christ is so rotten that God did not allow any of us to bring up our own faith. We were so rotten inside that God didn't need our faith. He didn't need our faith. Anybody who accepts Christ is not accepting Christ because he has faith to accept within him by himself. No, it is the word that you heard. The word of God itself produces that faith in you. Maybe you didn't hear me. Let me tell you. I say, the man without Christ is so rotting inside that he cannot produce any faith. And that is why some of the young ladies, it is a weeping matter when a young lady who is in Christ goes for an unbeliever and brings her to the church and says, "Pastor, marry us." You don't even understand what you are doing. No, you don't understand. Oh, Pastor, he's an American. He's an American. Yes. So say, "Oh, is he born again?" "Pastor, he's an American. He's a virgin." "I will change him. I will change him." "Oh, you are a Holy Ghost." So what have you brought to the house? You don't even understand. Some people say, "A pastor disappointed. Pastor said he will marry me and he disappointed me. He even slept with me and he disappointed me." "I will never marry a pastor." Yeah. Then you say, "What about the brothers? They are not my type." You are looking for James Bond. 007. That's what you're looking for. The one that whose trousers is sagging. And his boxers are showing. Half of the boxers must show. And they have to go like this. Dirty boxers. I look and say, But this boxer is so dirty. I saw one, the boxer was, you can see it was white. It has become brown. Ah, and you are showing. I said, what are you showing this one? Go and change. Go and change. So you go and bring somebody like this. You go and bring him. Some of them you want to see. Was, oh, pastor, you come out and see. Why? His brother big car. Even when the car starts, it's like an aeroplane. Hey. 8 cylinders or 14 cylinders. Hey, it can fly. Giorgio Armani suit. Say, that is what moves you. That's what moves you. Oh, pastor, he's got foreign blood. They say he has got light inside the skin. Light under the skin. Light under. Some people are so dark that you can't see that a human being standing there when there's light off. Unless it's glass and the teeth come out, you bump into him. So you want that way one which has light under the skin. Talabota. And you don't even know what you have got. To you, they will tell you, even some unbelievers are better than those who claim to be born again. You don't know. You don't yet understand. The man without Christ is so rotten inside. He is rotten, totally rotten inside. Covered with all this pomp and pageantry. Covered with all his shoes and these high class perfumes, so you can't smell it. But it's inside. There was one like that classic case. My husband's sheep. You know my husband. Going up to the sheep. Going up to. One day realized, there is a car that comes to pick this girl. I can pick the girl. And it's not just one car. Today is a Jaguar. Tomorrow is a Rolls Royce. Following day is a Land Cruiser. Prado. Hey! Powerful cars were coming every day. Oh. Then she will sit at the front and sit like this. Hey! So here was my husband. Said, no, this girl is destroying her life. Went to see the mother. I said, mommy, talk to your daughter. This road is not a good road. Do you know what the mother said? Said, oh, pastor, why are you what troubling yourself? Have you ever seen anybody that honey is falling from heaven and he will not put his mouth there? And suck the honey. But you want her to remove her mouth from there so the honey will fall on the ground. Ah, pastor, man of God, that's for this one. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. So, of course, he will come, take her out, buy a mega chicken for her, parcel some for her mother. So, when she's coming back home, she's holding her parcel. Mommy, pounded yam. Mega chicken pounded yam. She will eat and be happy. So she, you know. Then one day, you know how the story will end. She will come back with belly. So she came back with it. Now, disgrace was coming. So I said, no, you have to marry her now. Marry her now. There must be a wedding. There must be a wedding. So it was then that they had to check the background of the guy well. Apparently, where to even sleep he didn't have.
And that was not the shocker. So what about these cars that he was bringing here today? As someone, he's a car washer. It's a car washer. Let's be serious. This is a live thing. It is live. Real. Not a joke. We have got several jokes, but if it's a joke, we'll tell you. This one is not. Hallelujah! A rotten man. You brought a rotten man. And even if it's the cars are his and he's rich, you marry him and go into the marriage. That is when you will smell pepper. Pepe. There was one like that. She married him. Top class. Top. So when it was when she arrived in the house that she got to know the man. Apparently, he doesn't do it straight. He does the reverse. Yes. Let those who have ears hear. He does only reverse. Only reverse. He drives reverse. So, if you want to marry him, it means that by next year, you'll be wearing pampers. Things which are tight won't be able to be tight. They fall apart. They'll fall apart. This is no conco here. Hallelujah. So there are things inside a man you can't see. You see, this is what this convention I'm trying to. There are things you can't see with the eye, but they are real. And please, let's be serious. There are things you can't see, but they are real, and know that it is true what we are telling you. Things we can't see. We can't see our brains. You have brains? Yes, of course. Do you have kidneys? Yes. Do you feel them? No. There is no way any man will be able to feel his spirit. See his spirit. Touch his spirit. No, you will not. How are you going to know what is inside your spirit? There is only one mirror that shows you exactly what is inside there, and that is the Word of God. Only the Word. So he says, how are you going to hear and faith to come? God says it's the Word. How did you get born again? Through the Word. I said the Word of God is the major thing. It is not just a thing, it's a person also. Because John 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. It's a person, it's a real person, it's alive. Hallelujah. So you need to hear and hear and hear. And you're a young man, you're going to town and you have the bunch playing in your I don't get you. Why? Oh, I'm listening to the radio. They do nice programs. Radio. You must be hearing Bishop Dark speaking. You must be hearing Bishop Nee speaking. You must be hearing him all the time. How would you know that he has declared that this ending of by 7 weeks, he said. And when he said it, so this week included. This week is what? Is the fourth week or the fifth week? Five.
Five more. So we are in the third week. He says we are going to have wonder-filled, wonderful weeks. Seven. Wonder-filled, wonderful weeks. It's been declared prophetically, your head, the one way, he has said it. So every, as he says it, you see, that's one thing about words, and that's what we do not know. That's why I say you must hear and hear the word of God. In the spirit, words are not just words, they are objects. They are solid objects. They are substance. They are real. So when the man of God is saying, I see you getting married by the end of the year, when he's that, what happens is that everything in your life, when you receive it, begins to move like that. It begins to work. It wasn't just here that I was standing, and then the Holy Spirit said to me, in fact, the day before I came to preach, he said, there is somebody here whose private organ was hurt. Something happened to him when he was a baby, and you need to pray for the person. When I said, it was like nobody came out. Apparently, there was somebody. So the person came and saw me. He just said, it happened. My mother told me that when I was a baby, it happened to me. He said, it's terrible. Of course, I couldn't see it. If you are thinking, did you see it? I couldn't see it. So the next prophet green, I called him to pray for him. Whilst I laid hands on him, I've not told anybody. Nobody knew that he was the one. Because it was a bit, you know, people are shy, a bit shy. I'm talking about your private organs. Hey, why should I come? So, I was laying hands on him. Nobody knew that that was the reason. Mrs. Baba was sitting at the back. She came and said to me, Prophetess, there was a guy you were praying for. Describe it was the guy. He said, as soon as you said, it is done. She said that she saw a big, huge machine. And the machine was like something that has been there for ancient of days. Ancient. And he said that machine swung 360 warm and went, came into place. Hallelujah. Hearing by the word of God. So, when the word of God is coming, some of you, things were done. Things were done. There was some particular person, as I was praying, I just saw that when the mother was pregnant, I mean, the mother needed a baby. The mother was going around looking for a baby. And then the mother went to see somebody. They said, oh, go and meet this person. And by where they went, there was a river. And said, wait for the man. The man will come. So she waited and waited and was like, nobody was coming. Then suddenly, somebody says, oh, you are waiting for us? Say yes. So please, let me give you some water to drink. She drank the water. Waited, nobody came. So now she went to the river to cross, and there was somebody there to take her across. So you came, he said yes, and I didn't see you going, and went, sat in and went away. Apparently, the one who gave the water was the person she was waiting for. The one who was standing by the river was the man. It was a demon, it was a spirit. So now, as a person is growing up, cannot understand. But the spirit is claiming and saying, you are my wife. You are my wife. So if it is a any relationship she goes in, the thing will fight that person. It will make sure that it destroys the marriage, destroys everything. So there are things in your life, the parents, your mother didn't even tell you. Speak to the mother. It was not the river that gave her the baby. Because after all, when she went, they didn't see her. But that was how it was worked out. Satan can never give anybody a baby. The only thing is that you were waiting and waiting and waiting, and you just went to see them. And it happened that at that time, we're going to have a baby. So now they have an advantage to come and claim that baby. That will not be your story in Jesus' name. I say, any ancient things that have worked against you, today it is broken in the name of Jesus. Stories that you do not even know happened in your family. A
and it is affecting you. It is broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Things that have worried you, you have thought you cannot find them. So what happened? Today it has broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Hearing the word. Are you going to expose yourself to the word? Because it's sometimes when the work is coming, people go to the market, they go to Asia, they go to the house. Tomorrow is a holiday. What am I planning to do? No. It's not when the word is coming. That is not the time. You need to hear the word of God. Hallelujah! So now the day you accepted Christ, you heard the word. That is the word that went into your heart and produced faith. It is the word that went there. The faith you received is not even your faith. It is God's faith. God's faith. Romans 12, open there. It says, every one of us have received the measure of faith. Oh, hallelujah. The measure of faith. Romans 12:3. The measure of faith. And look at the language there. The measure of faith. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you. Are you every man? Every man. Say every man. Say every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Now let's read, okay? According as God has dealt to every man again, what? Okay, when I say a dog, the dog, is there a difference? A man, the man, is there a difference? What's the difference? Yesterday, something funny happened. We have an extended family platform, my husband's family, including all the grandparents and all the grandmothers and all the in-laws and everybody. And my kids are on it. And we also have a personal family. So now, one of the kids, suddenly I saw that my son's name is coming up on the grandmothers and great grandmothers platform. So I was wondering, what is he saying? When I went to read it, he said, "Ish, I was in town and some random woman walked up to me and said, 'Hey, are you Reverend Alex's son? You really look like him.'" A random woman, the way he said, random woman. Then the other, because he wrote there, they also didn't check, and they began to write, add up. And say, random woman, say, you lost. This one make you ask her for money. Make you look at these boys. Say, make you ask her for money. Say you want to make a call to your father so I can speak to your father. Hey. And then this one said, you crazy. Bah. Then this one, they written on the grandmother's. Immediately, my husband had to step in. We followed after them to catch them and stuff. Say, hey, boss. You're on the wrong platform. When he was told, you are on the wrong platform. He put emojis. Sorry. But when we say a man, a woman, he met a woman, random. So it means that it's not specific. But when we say the woman, the man, we are talking about something specific. And this is what you have here. He said he has given to every man the measure of faith. What measure? It says the faith of God was given to you when you became born again. The faith you have is not your own faith. It's the faith of God. The faith of God has been given to you. The measure of faith. So what are you going to use? The measure of faith is what you're going to use. And when you are using the measure of faith, you cannot say, will my faith work? Will my faith stand? It's not your faith. It is the faith of God. How is my faith going to work? It's not your faith. Don't you understand? It is the faith of God which is at work in you. The measure of faith. The measure of faith. Hallelujah. Now, have you not noticed that in the Gospels, Jesus always said to them, why do you have little faith? Why do you have little faith? Ye men of little faith. Don't you see, he always was rebuking them when they were on the sea and he walked, hey, is it a ghost? He said, it's I, be not afraid. Why? When the storm was coming and he said, hey, cares not that we perish. He said, why? Your faith is too little. But when you come into the epistles, never even once will God talk to you that you don't have faith. Now, every man has received not his own faith, but the measure of faith. The faith of God. Right now, you've got the faith of God in you. You can never say, will my faith stand? Will my faith operate? No, 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 no. The faith you have is the measure of faith. The faith of God himself. And so it will work. Hallelujah! So, there is what to do to mature the faith. And all that. We'll talk about that later. But the point is that you have received it already. So the day you gave your life to Christ, the measure of faith came to you. The faith of God came to live in you. Hallelujah. You right now have the measure of faith. If somebody is praying, oh God, give me faith, give me faith. Do you think the person is praying correctly? No, you are not praying correctly. Why? Because you have already been given, according to Romans 12:3, the measure of faith already. You have it. You have it. Now it's up to how to operate it. So is it this Christianity? Christian, all of Christianity is this. How to operate what has been given to us. That's what Christianity is about. It's not about how to get them. We have received them. Yesterday we saw in Philemon 6. Philemon 6. I said that your communication of your faith is going to be effectual by the acknowledging of every good work, every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You have received the measure of faith. You have received the measure of faith. You have received the faith of God. I say you have received the faith of God. What is the faith of God going to do for you? It is the master key. And it's going to open all doors for you. So the master key, we are not going to search for it again. Why? We already have it. It was given to you the day you became converted. So the day you became converted, everything you came was rotten. God took everything out like that and dumped it. And gave you the measure of faith. The measure of faith. So, can you believe it? So right now as you're seated here, you've got the faith of Paul. You've got the faith of Paul. You've got the faith of Peter. You've got the faith of Jesus. You've got it. It's already in you. Hallelujah. I can't see it. No, it's not about seeing. I've told you. You don't look at what you see. That's not it. It's not about seeing. I can't feel it. No, it's not about feeling. Now, the just will live by his faith. The just is going to live by his faith. What faith is that? The measure of faith.
rise up right now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Today, we are going to key in with our measure of faith. How are we going to do it? Everybody that is here needs a financial miracle. Oh, do you want a financial miracle? Every one of us need a financial. In fact, if you do not need a financial miracle, Christmas is coming. And if you are not single and you've got children, they are expecting from you. Go and tell your son. Go and tell your daughter. Hey, things are not good though. What? It doesn't concern me. Oh no, it doesn't concern me. Say what? say what? They don't care. At all. Hallelujah. And with this 7 wonder-filled, wonderful weeks, we are going to use the measure of faith, the faith of God, to grab all the financial breakthroughs. And as I've said, God told me, said, anytime you are asking for a financial breakthrough, he said, 1,000 is standing there, 10,000 is standing there, 100,000 is standing there, 1 million is standing there, 1 billion is standing there. And they are the same. It depends on you. It's the same thing. Faith is like the hand. You can grab, hold 1,000. I don't think 1,000 is a big miracle. You can hold 10,000. You can hold 100,000. You can hold 1 million. You can hold 10 million. You can hold 100. You can hold 1 billion. Please, this morning, you are using your faith to grab it. Hallelujah! You are using your faith to grab it. Can I have some envelopes this morning? I tell you, you are using your faith to grab it. Today is your day. It's your day for financial break, all that you've been looking for. Do we have the envelope here? Hallelujah. Is it ready? Hallelujah. And because of what you are looking for, you are not going to just give God some change. No. Some of you should empty everything in your account. Yes, you empty it. You empty it in faith. Is your faith going to work? Because you have the measure of faith, the faith of God. It is the faith of God that is in you. It is going to work. Hallelujah.